Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, and the place to be for our Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about SmackDown, March 29th, 2024. Wade Barrett, Corey Graves on commentary. We are at the Mohegan Sun Arena. I'm holding my notes, and I gotta say, this was a good SmackDown, but man, it's not as good as that Raw was. Raw was so fucking good, I held SmackDown up to a pedestal, be like, will you outshow the 3-hour show? And there was some good stuff. There was really a lot of good stuff, especially the first match of the night was Kevin Owens, Randy Orton versus Pretty Deadly. And I will say, with the help of Logan Paul, Pretty Deadly got the win over Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. I was like, holy shit, what? Oh, I know Logan helped, but that's a pretty big win, cheating or not, over Kevin Owens and Randy Orton, especially with these two going into WrestleMania next weekend. Huge win for Pretty Deadly, and I love Pretty Deadly. But the best part about it was after Logan Paul used the brass knuckles, he snuck back under the ring. Randy's pissed off, he's confused, and he picks up Kevin. He's like, what the hell, man? Then he looks at the screen and he saw what happened to Kevin. Man, tongue tied here. He saw what happened to Kevin, and he saw that Logan went back under the ring. But you cannot outsmart a viper. So he goes, finds Logan, brings him out, starts beating the crap out of him. Then with Pretty Deadly's help, they helped Logan Paul, and they got Logan out of there. Pretty Deadly was taken out by Randy and Kevin, but they're ready to fight Logan Paul because they chase Logan all out of the arena. Randy chases him and he jumps in the car and goes. And then next up, we have EO cutting a great promo about why they betrayed Bayley and Bayley creating damage control and all this and that. And Bayley attacks EO. My favorite thing is like the guy goes, cut. All right. Thank you, EO. She's like, yeah, no problem. And bam, here comes Bayley out of nowhere, just starts attacking, building this feud. Next up, we have Nick Aldis introducing the new SmackDown superstar, that is Jade Cargill. Oh my gosh, beautiful. She came out looking great, strong, and she says, the storm is here. The storm, Jade Cargill, is here. Then next up, we have Kayla with damage control, you know, because Dakota Kai has a big match with Bianca Belair in the main event. Then we have Fire and Dawn bothering Nick Aldis, and then we have AJ Styles getting in Nick's face, saying, like, you promised me, right? He ain't going to be here? He's like, hey, I told LA Knight, do not show up tonight. You know, this is over. I'm going to walk away from this, okay? And AJ Styles, he's just an angry, long-haired fellow. Next up, we have a tag team qualifying match, Street Profits versus A-Town Down. Another big win for A-Town Down, because I was like, oh, and, you know, Bobby got attacked, and Street Profits were distracted. They had this big thing with Final Testament, but Final Testament took away the Street Profits WrestleMania from them. Their moment, their chance to be in the six-pack ladder match, and A-Town Down is going to go, and I was like, wow, Pretty Deadly got a win. A-Town Down got a win. I was like, whoa, what is going on here tonight? But of course, AOP comes out and attacks Street Profits. Then here comes Bobby. And, you know, what sucks is, like, before this, Bobby and B-Fab are like, hey, get this moment. We're going to WrestleMania, baby. Let's get this going. And then we have champagne, but nope. At the end of it, they were all beat down by the Final Testament. And Karrion Kross tells Bobby, like, hey, your WrestleMania dreams are destroyed because of me. And I was like, damn, he did him dirty. We have a Dominic Mysterio and a Santos Escobar package for how Dom once again is interfering in the life of Rey Mysterio, causing him to lose to Santos last week. And before we get to our next match, we get LDF comes out. They have a big match against New Catch Republic, a tag team qualifying match. And Santos cuts a promo before, and he brings out Dirty Dom. thanks him, like, hey, you were right. Your dad is a deadbeat. You know, you were right. They shake hands and hug and everything like that. And, of course, here comes Rey Mysterio, the LWO, looking strong. All of them together in the ring. And this made me laugh so hard because I felt so bad for Carlito. Rey Mysterio issues a challenge to Dom and Santos at WrestleMania in a tag team match. And he says, a partner of my choosing. And I just see this big Cheshire cat fucking grin from Carlito behind him. I was like, oh, that'd be dope. Rey Mysterio, Carlito versus Santos and Dom. I'm down for that. And he's like, yes, and the newest member of the LWO. And he brings out Dragon Lee. And I felt like I saw Carlito's faces go like, oh. Well, you know, I wanted a WrestleMania moment. He gets one, goddammit. So it'll be Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio versus Santos and Dirty Dom at WrestleMania. But this all ends up in being a big old fight. Lopez gets slapped. Slap by Zelina Vega. And they get into a big brawl before this match. After everything's getting calm and clear, we go backstage with Bianca and Naomi. And Bianca tells Naomi, like, hey, thank you for having my back, you know, and I'm sorry I got angry last week about you helping Bayley, but, you know, I've been fighting this fight for 2 years, and it's damage control. They just need to come to an end. And Naomi says, hey, you are the EST, right? You're the strongest, fastest, you know. And she goes and she spins around. She's like, I got EST in my hair, girl. And I'm like, damn, that's nothing but love right there to get EST in her hair. So we know a lot's riding on this main event, especially with damage control and everything like that. The Judgment Day's backstage. They're kind of confused. Rhea Ripley's like, hey, I didn't know Dom was going to go out there. And Damian's like, I didn't know that either. What's going on? Hey, Rhea, what's going on? And then here comes Dom. And like, hey, man, what happened there? They're like, hey, sorry, I had to do this thing. And he goes, I need to get to the doctor. And JD McDonald's like, hey, I'll get him. And Damian Priest and said something where he's like, hey, we're, you know, at WrestleMania is huge for us. The Judgment Day needs to stand tall at WrestleMania. And I'm thinking this is a hint of him going to cash in on Seth Rollins or Drew McIntyre. I think Drew, he's going to cash in on Drew. But that I just got that feeling that that's what's going to happen. CM Punk's going to cause one of those two to knock him out, GTS, whatever, and Damian's going to walk out with that championship, and Judgment Day will be standing tall after WrestleMania. I'm hoping they retain their tag team titles. We'll see. So when I get my picks and predictions, I'm still writing them out and seeing where we're going to go after WrestleMania. A lot's riding high. Now we get to the New Catch Republic versus LDF. Oh my gosh. New Catch Republic, no, now LDF, no holding back. This is my match of the night. Back and forth action. Pete being a beast, man. A great match. New Catch Republic, and now the stage is set for the six-pack tag team ladder match. It's a stacked, boy. It's stacked. Stacked. Whew. And before our last and final match of the night, we have Paul Heyman cutting a little bit of a promo. Then Jimmy saying, like, hey, Oos, you know, Jay, you're going to be taken down. And guess what? You have one more roadblock before we fight at WrestleMania. And Solo's going to take on Jay Uso next week on SmackDown. And Solo's like, hey, because of the Tribal Chief, I got to take you out. You know, that's what's got to happen, Oos. AJ Styles promo comes out calling out, where's LA Knight? Where's LA Knight, huh? Where are you at? Are you scared? And of course, LA Knight is there. LA Knight is there, and he's dressed up as one of the ringside people. Pretty convincing, too, because I looked at it, I was like, that is LA Knight. And of course, him and AJ get into a big fight. He chases off AJ, cuts a promo. He says, hey, man, you know, you call me trash, but you're the biggest piece of waste I've ever seen. This and that. And so it's going to be a good match between these two at WrestleMania. Then Wednesday, April, I believe, 3rd? 3rd? I believe so. Wait, so 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3rd. Speed, the new 5-minute wrestling match that will be exclusively on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it these days. But Speed. And I heard that Pete Dunne, he produced a match on one of these matches, and there's going to be a new championship introduced, but these are only going to be on X every Wednesday. So I'm excited to see how this goes, and you know, it debuting during WrestleMania week. So a lot riding high. And now we get to Bianca Belair versus Dakota Kai. And this was an okay match. This was fun for what it was. But of course, Bianca got the win. And Damage Control automatically starts fighting and starts beating down Bianca Belair. Then Naomi came in and she got her ass kicked and beat down. But guess who saves her? Jade Cargill saves them both, taking out Damage Control. And it sets up a match for WrestleMania. This is Jade's first WrestleMania. And I will say, the shot of Bianca, Naomi, and Jade all in that ring at once was beautiful. That is the way to end the show, with these three top stars shining and looking amazing. So, and this sets up the big match at WrestleMania. It's going to be Dakota Kai and the Kabuki Warriors versus Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill. Huge match. And I almost missed this. My girl got a little bit of a shiny package too. Tiffy, it's Tiffy time. Ah, nothing but love for Tiffany Stratton. But man, that's a huge match, man. Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill. Her first match. You know, well, when we consider a Royal Rumble, we consider Royal Rumble her first like entrance and what she can do. She looked great too in the starting of the show. Early on the show, but she looked good. I think they now have the confidence to be like, all right, let's slowly weave her in. You know, let's get her in this tag team match, and then we can slowly start getting into singles matches and see what Jade Cargill can really do. So, fun SmackDown. Not as good as Raw, but a lot of stuff is going on, and it's the road to WrestleMania, and we're almost there. It's next week. I'm so excited. All right, y'all. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. I give the show a 4 out of 5. Just drop those comments. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. All right, y'all? And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
It is awe-inspiring and has carved herself a physique that would make Michelangelo himself jealous. A work of art.